it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, my great friend Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. Zach, my friend, how are you, dude?
Oh, man, I am doing fantastic. Happy President's Day, Brady. It seems like neither you or I are taking the day off, but that's okay. It means we get to talk.
Hey, we get to talk about a lot of stuff going on, and of course around the Broncos, so many things surrounding this team. And where are we, Zach? I kind of want to get your thoughts. You know, kind of recalibrate here about the ownership situation. What are you hearing as far as the groups coming in? How close? What does the timeline look like?
Yeah, no timeline right now. We are still a decent amount out right now. So no real update. Groups groups are starting to call the Broncos. The Broncos, and when I say the Broncos, I mean their representatives. Representatives are reaching out to wealthy people to see if there's any interest. And right now we're kind of in the fact-finding stage of this portion, just getting people who are interested, seeing who's interested. And then this is going to take a couple of weeks, if not a couple of months. So we're still in this type of process.
What's, again, any of those names sticking out? Any new names, any new players to the table that we should be talking about or looking out for?
No, not really right now. I would say that the biggest thing that's happened in the past couple of weeks is the NFL really showing interest in wanting the Broncos to have a minority owner here. And that would be, of course, the first minority owner in the entire NFL. That is going to be something that is a huge, huge emphasis. We've heard some stories come out that the NFL is really going to do anything they can in order to have a minority owner for an NFL team. And, of course, the Broncos are the first team that's up. So we could absolutely see a big push by the NFL for that to happen.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on that story for sure. I know that's the big one, but it's also the one, as you said, no real timeline. We don't really know when to expect it. Does that... And obviously it didn't dissuade guys like Nathaniel Hackett, and George Payton knew what was coming at some point. But how do you think, and have you heard anything like how they're dealing with it? Because my mind goes to this. What if the new owner is a Jerry Jones kind of guy who wants to come in and really put his stamp? And I'm not saying he comes in and blows everybody out year one or two, but there's certainly a threat of, hey, I like it this way, I like it that way, this is what I want to do in the draft. Is there a real fear maybe from both George Payton and Nathaniel Hackett and maybe the fan base that you might get a very, very much hands-on type owner?
Yeah, there should be. There should be that, because that is something that could happen. Now, the Broncos and the Trust, they're going to try to get an owner that will allow the Broncos to be run how they were run in the Pat Bowlen era, in terms of a guy that comes in that cares about the team, that cares about winning number one, but also will let the people under them do their jobs, just like Pat Bowlen did. Look, he knew what was going on, but he was going to let his general manager make the calls. He was going to let his head coach run the team. That's the ideal situation for the Broncos, and a reason to alleviate some concern of that was by giving George Payton a 5-year contract, was by giving Nathaniel Hackett a 4-year deal, so that if things do go astray, they are going to be fine financially in terms of their contracts. But there is no guarantee that the next owner doesn't come in and is the next Jerry Jones and just trumps everyone and even blows out everything in a year after being here. So there is no guarantee of that, but the Broncos certainly hope that they are given to an owner that takes it more of the Pat Bowlen approach.
We're talking to Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. Zach, assuming this team doesn't go forward with a quarterback in the draft, which I think is a fairly decent bet that they don't, because there's certainly options out there. I know you guys were really hitting on the positions, and you and I teased it a little bit last week, but is there a position group that really stands out to you that you think, hey, this is going to be the strength in the draft? Also a good combination of need, because sometimes you get those drafts, right, where you can see that you need a tackle, but there's not many good tackles. So do you see that linking up, where the position of need pops up with a good position group in this draft in the first round?
Yeah, thankfully. And you're absolutely right, Brady. Sometimes it happens and you're like, oh, no, these things do not add up. The team's needs plus where the draft is. And when I look at this draft, I do see it adding up pretty darn well for the Broncos. And you look, the Broncos have a few glaring positions of need, potentially right tackle. Well, there's two really good right tackles in Evan Neal and Charles Cross. Both of them are not going to be there for the Broncos at 9. One of them, maybe Charles Cross, could be there at 9. That would be a great pick for the Broncos. And then you look on the defensive side. Broncos need inside linebackers, and they need outside linebackers in terms of edge players. And there are good players at both of those spots for the Broncos, potentially at 9. You see a lot of mock drafts having the Broncos linked to Devin Lloyd, an inside linebacker, athletic linebacker from Utah. And you also see him linked to N'Kobe Dean, the really good inside linebacker from Georgia. Both of those could be the Broncos picks at 9. And then at edge, the draft is really top-heavy with two guys at Thibodeau and Hutchinson. Those guys probably both going to be gone for the Broncos, but you also have another edge from Michigan, David Ojabo. He's there, and there's some other guys that the Broncos could target at 9 as well. So those are actually the three really good spots that the Broncos could find a good player at a position of need if it's not going quarterback at 9.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. And also, we got to get through free agency, too. And the Broncos got to look at their free agency situation in-house first, at least their guys. You and I have hit this a bit, but there's a lot of names out there that that made this defense part of what they were throughout the course of the season. And obviously, that's the defensive backfield. That could be very different. Obviously, we know Justin Simmons is fine, Patrick Surtain, but it does feel like the cornerbacks and Kareem Jackson, that could be much different next season.
Completely different. And Brady, we could be talking about a defense that was like top three in talent last year, dropping back to just an average defense in terms of talent. And you're right, it does start there. Kyle Fuller, he was hit or miss last year. Well, he's not going to be on the team this coming year, especially with Vic Fangio gone. But not just him, Bryce Callahan. A guy who was hit or miss on if he played, but when he played, he was really good. You're losing two starting corners from last year to this year, and that's not it. Kareem Jackson as well. And Brady, I would like to see the Broncos bring Kareem Jackson back because, man, not only is he a really good player, but he's a tone setter for this defense, and that's something you like. But you can't forget what the Broncos did with Kareem last year. George Payton cut Kareem Jackson. Kareem Jackson was on the open market for a couple of weeks before he came back on a half-price deal, and Vic Fangio was Kareem Jackson's biggest supporter. Vic Fangio no longer here. Got to think Kareem Jackson's gone. So we're talking about three starters in the defensive backfield that are likely going to be gone. And then what do you do at inside linebacker? You have Josie Jewell, Alexander Johnson. Those guys are on expiring deals. Do you bring either of those guys back? How do you handle the inside linebacker position? Those are huge question marks. We're talking about nearly half the defense being free agents right now, and it doesn't seem like the Broncos are going to bring many of those guys back. There's huge question marks on the defensive side of the ball. And remember, that was the strength of the Broncos the past 5 or 6 years. That could end up being the weakness of this team.
And that's what I think, that's the one thing, like, if you were kind of wanting to hang on to that defensive dream that you could win games defensively, that's the tough part, because you could shift all the way over to a high-flying offense, which would be exciting. But for some of those, like, old schoolers, old people probably like me, you still kind of want to hold on to this juggernaut of a defense that could come up with big plays. You mentioned Josie Jewell and Alexander Johnson, too. Josie was off to a great start to the season. Then he goes down. Johnson made so many plays. He just could, how many times was he in the right position? Just couldn't complete the interception or recover a fumble.
Right.
But man, that guy has a nose for where the action is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you talk about the backups that came in last year and played really well. Jonas Griffith, Kenny Young. What do you do with those guys?
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things for George Payton this offseason is going to be determining how much of this linebacker play, especially the inside linebackers, was because of Vic Fangio and how much of it was because of just the talent that these guys have. Did George Payton find these hidden gems, or was it all Vic Fangio getting it out of them? And he's going to have to parcel through that, because what you don't want is, let's say, let Kenny Young and Josie Jewell walk because you bring back Alexander Johnson and Jonas Griffith, and it was actually Vic Fangio that really helped the guys you kept, but it's Kenny Young and Josie Jewell that are the studs. You want to make sure that you work that right, because the Broncos have like six quality starting inside linebackers at points throughout last year. Are all six of them legitimate starting quality caliber guys, or are only two of them? George Payton's going to have to figure that out, because that's going to be huge. And then also, do you use the number 9 overall pick on a massive upgrade at inside linebacker with N'Kobe Dean, let's say, from Georgia? Or do you instead go with two guys who were on your roster last year and hope that they can be average to above average?
Well, and you're right. There's so many big questions as far as that's going to be a tough gig for George Payton. You got to find a way. You said it perfectly. You got to find a way to decipher whether that was Vic or the talent. And boy, I don't know how you even begin to do that. If that's Vic putting the guys, because they're all athletes at this stage, is it just Vic putting them in the right position? On the offensive side, really the big question as far as free agents, obviously Melvin Gordon. But it sounds like, I mean, what does it look like that he is going to test free agency?
Man, it is crazy with Melvin Gordon. I mean, you see him. He's been on multiple different national shows in the past couple of weeks talking about Aaron Rodgers to Denver. And he's talking about it like he is on the Broncos. And every time I see this, I have to remind myself, like, wait, Melvin, you're like trying to recruit Aaron Rodgers to Denver. You're not even on the Broncos as it stands right now. What I've been told is that Melvin Gordon really wants to return. We heard his comments at the end of last year, and I've been told behind the scenes that those comments are 100% true. He really wants to return. He has to be given a good enough offer. Look, he does not need an offer that's going to break the bank. He doesn't need an $8 million offer. Just don't disrespect him with an offer. And he wants to be back on this team. So, man, if I'm George Payton, I really do try to bring Melvin Gordon back with the understanding that it's going to be on a way smaller deal. And also that instead of Melvin really being the one and Javonte being the 1B like he was last year, it's probably going to be flipped. Javonte is going to be the 1A, Melvin's going to be the 1B. In an ideal world, you get that deal done. But man, if I'm Melvin, I think he could find a bigger role and more money out on the open market with a better team. Let's say the Buffalo Bills. Man, he makes so much sense there. But I agree, that's a big question mark. And Melvin really does want to be back, though.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun to see the free agency side of it, the draft. It's never going to sleep, Zach, and I know you guys are all over it. What are you working on that we can check out from you in the next couple of days or next couple of hours?
Yeah, well, the big thing, Brady, is tomorrow we finally get to meet the Broncos coordinators. We get to meet offense, defense, and special teams coordinator for the first time. The Broncos are having a press conference tomorrow at noon, right when your show starts. So I'm going to be breaking all of that down, find out exactly what scheme Evero and the defense are going to be running, see what Justin Outen brings to pair along with Nathaniel Hackett. And then we'll get to see what Dwayne Stukes on special teams is going to bring to that unit. The Broncos have had some characters with Brock Olivo, Tom McManus, special teams coordinator. We're going to see if there's another character in Dwayne Stukes or if he's going to be more of a mellow personality, but maybe bring better special teams to the Broncos.
Wouldn't that be nice? Zach, appreciate you as always, yes. My friend. We'll catch up with you soon. We'll get your thoughts on after all that takes place.
Let's do it, Brady. I can't wait.
All right, man. Zach Stevens of DNVRBroncos.com. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We're almost done here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll wrap up with what's on TV tonight. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.